Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, taking care of business today. I'm managing editor of Canada's podcast, and joining me is Paula Allen, who is global leader, research and client insights for TELUS Health. Thanks for joining us today, Paula.
A pleasure, Mario.
All right, let's talk about the latest TELUS Mental Health Index that came out. And the key finding, well, one of the key findings, several there, but it's about young workers and who are feeling isolated and lonely. Now, did that surprise you that that's happening out there in the workplace?
Unfortunately not. And I'll tell you why it didn't surprise us, because we're in this every day. The whole trend towards increased social isolation and loneliness has been going on for quite some time. It well predated the pandemic, but with the changes, with people just getting used to less social interaction, it actually got a little bit worse over the pandemic. And we've found that younger workers have been much more sensitive to a number of things. So higher anxiety, lower mental health scores. So finding that they have an increased incidence of loneliness and social isolation is not surprising, because that is such a factor in mental health and in anxiety.
Okay, so what does the workplace need to do that? Now they know the problems, that is a problem there. What do they need to do to, mitigate that and alleviate some of the issues that that might cause?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think first and foremost, we have to think about what actually drives the damage. What actually creates that sense of isolation and loneliness. And it's not lack of being around people. So if you're not around people ever, 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 then you really don't have an opportunity to develop trusted relationships. But just being around people doesn't necessarily mean that you have that trusted relationship that'll counter that sense of isolation. So I think sometimes we underestimate what an impact the workplace and the work situation has on your life. Yeah. And organizations that really invest in building trust, they have good communications, they trust their people, they provide support. They really kind of train their managers to make sure that the managers know how to foster genuine trust. Those organizations do a lot better in terms of people's mental health and productivity.
So when you are an employer and you have this situation and you know it exists, like, what impact does it have on a company and on a business operation?
Well, let's think about the process. So when you are feeling isolated, when you are feeling lonely, your natural response as a human being is to feel anxious, is to feel that this is not right. Even if you're not thinking that in terms of words and sentences, we're just built to make sure that we have those connections, because it actually anthropologically keeps us safe. So when you have that kind of increased anxiety, when you have that increased tension, your mental energy is going to that and not going to the things that you would necessarily want it to go to. If you can still be productive, but it takes so much more energy and you're more likely to burn out. It really does compromise people being at their best, personally and at work.
All right. Now, a couple of other findings from the report. I found the one area about the mental health risk, of people feeling that they're at risk, for that to be quite high. What is contributing to that?
So I believe what you're talking about is the proportion of working Canadians who are considered high risk.
Yes.
And when we looked at this, we didn't ask people whether they thought that they were high risk. We looked at their responses to a number of different indicators. And then with our algorithm, we were able to separate high, medium, and low risk by the likelihood of developing a mental health disorder, the interference that emotional issues have in every aspect of people's lives. And what we've seen is that before the pandemic, this is where the pandemic actually does come in. Before the pandemic, it was about 14% in the Canadian working population, and now it's about 35, 36. It's really about stabilized at that level, that one third. And what we found is that the change and the disruption and the isolation that was brought forth, that actually had an impact, a serious impact on some individuals. But even if you weren't seriously impacted, we saw that little bit of change that actually made you more sensitive to stress, a little bit less able to cope with day-to-day frustrations, a lack of resilience, a decline in optimism, an increase in anxiety. And two-thirds of us are actually avoiding social contact more often. Like we're more comfortable with less social contact. So again, less opportunity to build those trusted relationships. So all of that together is why we're seeing this decline.
Now, overall, where does Canada sit compared to other countries when it comes to all this?
Yeah, we're pretty close to the middle. We do the mental health index in a number of different countries, and we're very, very close to the UK and to Australia and a little above where New Zealand is, but very close. So those four countries tend to be quite similar. We see some differences in Europe, like overall a little bit lower mental health than what we see in Canada. And we see a fair bit of strain in Asia as well. And in the United States, it's really very interesting because, some pockets are very similar and some pockets are very, very, very different. But when we get right down to it, people might not be expressing, the lack of optimism in the same way. It's a very, very optimistic society, but we are definitely seeing the trend across the world, including the United States, in terms of lower mental health and resilience amongst younger workers.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about that when you take all this into account, some of the mental health issues, the loneliness and all that, how important is it for an individual or a worker to feel that he or she is valued in the workplace and valued for what they do?
Oh, that's tremendously important. Feeling valued, feeling respected, feeling trusted. Well, think about this. Mario, you've got work experience. I've got work experience. Most of the people listening, if you do not feel that, what does it feel like when you are working every single day? It's another one of those situations where you can't get it out of your mind. You can't focus on what you should be focusing on. It feels diminishing. So for our psychological well-being, it is important to feel that sense of value and purpose, and it's definitely one of the contributors to overall mental health and well-being.
All right, super. Thanks very much, Paula, for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Take
All
care.
right, that was Paula Allen, Global Leader, Research and Client Insights for TELUS Health. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business. Thanks for joining us today.